Last week on For the Birds, I asked listeners to send me accounts of any observations you've made of northern owls feeding on prey larger than mice. As enormous as they are, great gray owls are mouse and vole specialists, and although many species accounts indicate that they sometimes eat squirrels, there isn't much known about their eating habits of larger prey items. Dr. James Duncan, an owl authority from Winnipeg, emailed me that squirrels, grouse, weasels, star-nosed moles, and recently even a northern hawk owl occasionally are taken, but that little is known about them taking or eating these rarer prey items. Virtually immediately after I put out the requests, I started getting phone calls and emails from people who had observed great gray owls killing and eating squirrels and rabbits this year. People on Park Point seem mostly happy that the owls may be providing a solution to their rabbit problem, since they've been inundated with released pet rabbits, some of which have hybridized with native cottontails, such that there are some very peculiar-looking rabbits on Park Point. But one person near Arrowhead and Swan Lake Road had become rather attached to two rabbits that visited her yard and was understandably less pleased when a great gray owl dispatched one of them. The largest prey that I've so far heard of a great gray owl killing was via a second-hand report from a falconer. His red-tailed hawk came down upon a great gray owl, and when he called off his bird, he found that the owl was feasting on a snowshoe hare. Considering that healthy snowshoe hares outweigh healthy great gray owls, bringing down one and eating one was no mean feat. Great gray owl stomachs, examined by Dr. David Willard of the Field Museum of Natural History during the last invasion in 1995 and 96, showed only mice and shrews. But based both on accounts of people and of a photograph sent to me by one News Tribune reader, the owls are ripping meat off these large prey animals and may not be swallowing many bones, making the presence of large prey animals hard or impossible to determine from stomach contents. This means it may be more common for great gray owls to take large prey than we realize. I suspect that some of those birds that avoid the high owl density in bog areas around Meadowlands and Aiken County may be adapting to different circumstances. Great gray owls don't have powerful talons, but their claws are long and sharp, and their beak sharp and powerful, so if they drop down on a rabbit and bite it quickly, they may win the battle. But great grays don't have enough body mass to lug off large prey items, which explains why so many people who have observed this are seeing the owls remain down with their prey, eating chunk by chunk over long hours or even full days. This year's invasion is affording us a unique opportunity to tease out some information about how great gray owls deal with low mouse populations. If any listeners see interesting feeding behaviors in this wonderful species, please email me with your observations. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds. Mm.